كثير ما يصير قال قبل صف دالت this is super lashon hara afilu im im navar beis hasipur es haish shu medaber alav even if you don't say who it is rak hu misaper stam he says it in general terms mitoch inyan hasipur and through speaking it out nishma la hashemeya al eze ish kiven ha misaper hazeh so mitoch inyan hasipur it became clear about whom you are speaking bechlal lashon hara hu it's bechlal lashon hara. The Yosef was there. Shafilo im divrei sipuroi lahayosh. I don't know what the chiddush is. I mean, it's pretty obvious that you know you made it clear who you're talking about without saying the name is lashon hara. The Yosef was there. Shafilo im divrei sipuroi lahayosh shum inyan gnai klal. We're actually a day dvar of nizbav ra gnos lachaver. This is a very big chiddush you're about to say now. We mentioned a few times in passing that the yisod of lashon hara is it's like you look at it like a damage. You look at it like you're saying something negative about someone and that you are essentially damaging someone with your words. So fine, so you said something negative, you damaged them. What if the some words that I said were not negative, but from what I said came out a damage to the person. Raksh, I did the var of Nizbav Ra or Gnos the Chaveroi, the Mesapras and Niskavin Lazebrama Usoi, and your Machavin, also it's a Kiddush, Gamze Machaloshan Haro, the Dabas and Nekbar Shah, Bashem Loshan Harvit Siddha. So, let's get an example. Now, let's give an example. Let's say, you're looking to hire someone. Or you're looking for a partner in business and you're looking to hire someone and Reuven found Shimon and he's about to go into business with Shimon. I have my agenda. I don't want Shimon to go into business. I don't like that idea. And I have an idea. I tell Reuven, Derech Agav, I say to Reuven, by the way, Shimon is related to Levi. Now I know that Reuven can't stand Levi, and if Shimon's related to Levi, Reuven's not going to hire him. So I hear the shiloh. It's a good shiloh. Reuven is looking to go into business with Shimon. I go over to Reuven. And I say Shimon is related to Levi. Is there any lashon hara in that? Nothing. I didn't say anything bad about Shimon. It's not negative about Shimon. But I happen to know that Reuven doesn't like Levi. And if Shimon is related to Levi, Reuven is not going to do business with Shimon. He can't stand Levi. He is so upset at Levi that even Levi's relatives, he won't go into business with him. I know it. So the way I go ahead and disturb the partnership is by telling Reuven, like, I'm not going to tell Reuven Shimon is irresponsible. I'm not going to tell him Shimon's a goslin. I'm not going to tell him Shimon's anything bad about Shimon. I'm going to tell him Shimon is related to Levi. So now, because of me, Shimon lost his job. Is that lashon hara? One could argue, you didn't say anything bad. Lashon hara means you have to say something negative, something that's not nice or damaging. So I didn't say. So Zakhtar Chavetz Chaim, if you were mechavin for this, then it's included in lashon hara. If you didn't know, how am I supposed to know that Reuven doesn't like Levi? So I said Shimon's related to Levi, and all of a sudden, what? Well, Shimon is related to Levi? I'm never going to business with this. The whole family is a bunch of thieves. No way. I'm never touching this guy. Okay, so that's not my fault. It's like an oinus. I didn't do anything, you know, to try to hurt Shimon. But if I tried to hurt Shimon, and the way I hurt Shimon is by saying something which is not negative, but I hurt him nonetheless, that becomes a problem. And that's considered lashon hara. Okay? So now, that's considered lashon hara. Now, by the way, I see brought down over here, a psak from Rabbi Yashiv regarding something we've been discussing over the course of the last couple of weeks. We had this shaila, came up a few times. Are you allowed to point out to somebody what someone else is doing so that they can come to the conclusion themselves? So I don't want to say, you know, to Reuben, I don't want to say Shimon's a bad guy. But what I do, I see that Shimon's doing something suspicious. I call over Reuben. I'm like, look, I didn't say anything. Now Reuben can come to his own conclusion. Right? So I'm pointing it out. So we thought that maybe that is Lashon Hara B'remez. But it says over here, in the Dirshu edition, it's brought up Sak from Rebel Yashiv. It says, "Imloy mesaper klal v'rak roimiz lechaver abetz boy." You're pointing out with your finger. Aploini v'chaver me'atzmoi roya sheploini oisid davar she'ena roy, and he sees it himself. Kasev Rabbi Yashiv sheze eino b'taras lashon hara al chaveray. He says you're not supposed to do it also after l'racha kamoicha, but it's not lashon hara. Okay. Now, what about the opposite? Let's say, interesting case. Let's say someone opposite. I think this is more obvious, but somebody, you and I are standing together, and we see somebody doing something wrong. So we both saw it. But the guy standing next to me, you don't know his name. And you ask me, what's that guy's name? Is it Lashon Hara to say what his name is? So Rav Nissim Karelitz Paskin says Lashon Hara. Because since if he doesn't know his name, he can't use the information. It's not really ever going to be mazik, the person. So by you giving the name, you're essentially now diminishing that person in this guy's eyes. So even though you didn't say, oh, a Pliny did that, Maisa. You just said, oh, that person who's doing that, that person there, his name is Pliny. That's called Lashon Hara. That is Lashon Hara, interestingly enough. So these are all interesting cases where maybe I'm not directly saying Reuven is not, you know, Reuven is a thief. I'm not saying it's not anything so straight out, but I'm going like this and like that and using, you know, getting the message across with different techniques. So it's usually considered Lashon Hara nonetheless. Okay? Time continues. There's another oifin. For who? What's that case? They just say something lefituman, like very innocently. As if they don't know that it's Lashon Hara. Or and they don't really know that this is called Maisa, you know, what he's doing. Okay, that's, I guess, more obvious. It, basically, you know, you say something that is going to be understood as negative.
Rabbi, okay. An employee-employer relationship. Does the employee have a chiyuv to tell the employer about things that he sees that are, you know, that are costing the employer money, that is being stolen, being the this, that's, you know, it seems like that might fall into the category of the toilet for business, or is that not?
Okay, so we're going to learn, we're going to learn in Klal Dalet, we're up to Klal Gimel. So we're going to learn in Klal Dalet, okay, which is coming up, probably, you know, I don't know, through Hanukkah or whenever we're going to get up to it, but what are the conditions to saying something l'toeles? The Chofetz Chaim is going to end up saying that there are seven conditions. So I can't answer that. Sorry. I can't really answer that question. You have to go through the conditions. But more or less, the conditions is that, you know, you're this is the only option that you have in bringing out the toeles that needs to happen. And, you know, so, yeah, if this is the only option you have, then it's permitted. But it has to be that that's the option. There's no real other realistic way to do that. Okay? So, now, let's do one more halacha. V'da. That feeling loy ba al yedei haloshen hara shalashum ra ala ishahu. At the end, nothing bad happened. He goin shalakibu hashemin ez dvarav. That kigoin, for example, shaloi kiblu hashoimin is dvarov. That the people who heard did not believe the Lashon Hara in the end. It's still considered Lashon Hara at the end of the day. It's still going to be forbidden for him to be misaper in the Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that the action of saying Lashon Hara, the action of speaking Lashon Hara itself, the action itself of speaking Lashon Hara is considered what's it called? Is considered an avera, even if nothing negative ended up happening to the person about whom you spoke. Okay? Shkoyach Raboisai. Very nice.
Even if it doesn't lead anywhere, the fact that you said it.
No one believed you in the end.
Like, it didn't do anything. It was like nothing.
It didn't do anything. No one believed you in the end.
Nobody paid attention. No one cared.
No one cared. No one believed you. No one thought that was true. You still did Lashon Hara in the end.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Shkoyach.
See you. Shkoyach.
Good night.
Good night.